This morning I want us to pay close attention to the Scripture, God's holy word, that is God-breathed. There's not a word in the Bible that God did not breathe. You got it? I don't care who penned it. God says, all Scripture is from my breath. You and I will witness in our own life the many multiplicity, I suppose, of doors that we go in and out of. When I walk in a door, I'm going to exit through a door. Now, over our life, we have learned that so often we have walked through the wrong door. So often that line of doors is in front of us in our life. And we, out of the freedom of our choice that God has given us, he said, you have free will. And you can walk in and out of any door you want. But just remember, there will be a door there that is the wrong door, and you won't walk out of it. You will walk through that door if it is an evil door behind, and you as a Christian find yourself in there. Let me encourage you. If the doorknob is not working to get out, kick the door down, but get out. Because we look back on our individual lives, and as we look back, we see heartache and suffering and all the damage that all that I have done to others. And then I look and I think, gosh, why did I go through that door? Why didn't I handle it different? That's the message I want to give you today from God's holy word. You and I need to understand there is one door. Now, if we go through this door, I call it the master door. If I go through the master door, I have hope in my life that all the other doors that lead to this world or all the other doors that lead to success and all, then if I am directed by the master through the master door, here's where I'm going to direct you. Now listen, folks. Not all of those other doors are evil. No, it's according to which door you walk through first. Now, we find ourselves in the middle of our life. We understand that, man alive, I've walked through every door. I've been thrown through doors. I've been accepted and rejected through doors of life. But God says, okay, so you've had a bad life with wrong doors. Then I want you to know that right now, and as long as you're breathing, folks, God has given each of us an opportunity that when we see that the doors of our life that we have opened, Satan has opened, or something else has opened, we see they hurting and breaking others. The Lord says, okay, would you please just listen to me? I love you. I want you to now open the master door. The door that opens to our master. His name is Jesus. You see, it's not a door that is a door of we open it and Jesus is on the other side. No. Jesus, well, he said it this way. John verse 10, chapter 10, first part of verse 9. Jesus is speaking and he says, I am the door. If anyone enters through me, he will be saved. Now, tell me the complication there, will you? Why does everyone want to break that down and turn it around and do this? Jesus, when talking to shepherds or the people of his era, he was letting them know, look, it's just like you in the field with your sheep. And you know, you have the sides and all are built up about 2 foot high all around out in the pasture area. Except there's a large opening. And in that about 6 foot opening, that's where the shepherd sat. That's where the shepherd kept watch. All of the scripture of the old always pointed to who Jesus is, who Jesus was, and who Jesus forever shall be. He is the door for our life. He is the door for our life in this world. Our eternal life is going to surround the master's door. The master door. Not masters with an apostrophe S. The master door. He said, I am the door. And when I go through that door, and he's telling each one of us, then I promise you, I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. Now you go in and you go out. You go in and out. Because when you come in, I will fill you with my love, my strength to enter the door in which I am directing you. You will find that in at the end times, that during the millennial reign, during the times after, God says that who has ever accepted his Son as Lord and Savior will go in and out throughout eternity. It's sort of like going in and saying, Lord, what you got for me to do this next millennial, this next 1,000 years? He says, start now. Start now. But I don't know how to. Well, let me tell you. Jesus says, I am the door. Now, I want you to think all the way back to Moses again. And Moses saying, the Lord, who shall I tell them has sent me? And God said, Moses, you tell them I am sent you. Now, you see, Moses was not prepared until he was 80 years old to go lead God's nation out of bondage. I mean, it's going to take a whole lot of preparation for your pastor, because I don't know what the next door God's going to tell me to go through. I won't know until he tells me. But he says, listen, I am the door. Same thing God said. Tell them I am sent you. I am who? I am anything, everything, ever that will change your life, that will give you strength. I am the great I am. There is none like me. My Son is coming. My Son happens to be the master door for eternity and for your walk on planet Earth. When you said yes to Jesus, you will forever have access to the master door. So, what's our problem? Our problem is, when God created the human race, he created the human race with free will. Only ones of all creation that had the freedom to choose. A cow does not have the freedom to choose whether or not they serve God. You notice that the animals will always look up. Animals, dogs will start howling when the master is dead, and that master could be, you could be here, the master at the jail, the master down, or jail, either one, the master in the hospital. When that master dies, the dog starts howling. You know, the Lord has given an awful lot to his nature. But He's given the most to you and me. That's why He put us in charge of it. He said, I want you to go out and I want you to do it according to my will. But Lord, what is your will? My will is you go through the master door and you want help? You want protection? Follow the directions of the master. Jesus says, go. Great commission, as Randy said. Go into all the world, preach the gospel, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Actually, that term there out of Greek is, it's not go. Actually, it says, as you go. I mean, it's accepted that you will go once you accept Jesus. So it truly means, as you go. So God says, look, once you walk through the master door, you're part of my family. Now go! You can enter and exit all you want. Sometimes, some of us will enter the master door and say, Lord, do I have to leave? That's called a mountaintop experience. Well, you see, I know that I'm heaven bound. I know that there's so many doors in my life that were the wrong door. But I know that the Lord has always said, come on home. Come home. You want to find peace in your heart, Christian. You want to find that peace of mind. Come home. When I walked through that door, I experienced what it's going to be like to truly be at home. The home is not here, but the door is here with me. See, I don't have to go searching for the master door. All I have to do is talk to Him. The door is a He, and His name is Jesus. Now, Larry, you see all those other doors? I'm going to tell you, don't pick this, or this. That goes back to after my surgery, and they said, whatever you do, don't push the button for 6 weeks. I said, well, do you have to tell me that? Did you really have to tempt me to push the dumb thing? God says, don't go through those doors. The door that I want you to go through is not the door number 2, but the door 1,000. Lord, do you realize how far away that door is? That's us. Lord, do you realize what I'm going to have to do to get to that door? He sure does. Because He's always, already made the road for you to get there. But we want to take shortcuts. You know, maybe if I go through door number 100, I can hitch a ride to door 1,000. Well, you could. Satan's always ready to give you the ride. He's given God's children, offered them a ride since the beginning of time. Whatever that is, time. Right and wrong. Well, when I go through that door, then I just sit there. No, you can't sit anywhere and serve the Lord. You listen to me. My service to God and your service to God is to do what the Master tells us to do. I don't have to figure it out. The Lord said, you got to go down to the door number 1,000. That's going to be a painful walk for people like me. But you see, that's not my job. That's not my responsibility. God says, go. My responsibility is to go. His responsibility that He never lets down on is to make sure we get there. He is the master door. And if the master tells you to go, do you realize what an honor that is? That God could have chosen anybody to go through door 1000, but he chose you. You're an individual. Don't let all the bad doors behind you keep you from going to the master door. You will be welcomed with open arms at that master door. Now, after you go through that door, the master, it's not over, folks. No, temptations don't cease. They multiply. Those are the temptations that Jesus was showing us. Through the temptation of Satan on him. You'll be tempted to do things that look okay, but down inward they're not okay. They may be accepted as okay with you, but they will not be accepted as okay with God. You know what God says? I love you anyway. You see, when God goes through one of those bad doors to get us, when we cry out from the depth of the pit of the ditch of life, when that happens to us, there is not a door in creation, on the other side of creation, or anywhere else that God cannot go through. Now you talk about kicking doors down. I'm talking about a father who would not dare allow his one and only begotten son to stay in a tomb. And when God came down, people ought to be thankful. God rolled back the stone that no one would be able to move. Boy, it had the Roman seal on it. Anyone that would do that, instant death. Instant. God did not pay any attention to the laws of man, the laws of a country that would do evil against his children. No, God intervened. Look at John 10, second part of verse 9 again. Let me read 10 and verse 9 altogether now. I am the door. If anyone enters through me, he will be saved. And will go in and out and find pasture. That means you'll go in, he'll tell you which door to go through, follow that, you'll find pasture. And then you'll look for a pastor to lead you in that direction. What an honor each of us have. The God of creation looks at you as an individual. God sees you as individual. And as an individual, you have a purpose. If you didn't have a purpose, you wouldn't be here. And God says, I tell you, I love you so much. Here's the key. Faith. When I go to that master door, it is the master that gives me the faith. I can't do anything on my own. I found that out. Every time I try to do it on my own, I find myself on the other side of the wrong door. And when I cry out, I find myself in the arms of the living God. Folks, you want peace on earth, you're not going to get it. Listen to me. If you want peace inside your true spirit, if you search for that peace, you will find him. It happens to be the great I am. And Jesus says, once you've seen me, you've seen the Father. Once you have me, you have the Father. And then Jesus leaves planet Earth, and he told them, don't you worry. Because it is time now. For I will send my comforter. My spirit will indwell you. And then I will never leave you, and I guarantee I will never forsake you. Think of that love. I don't care all the garbage you've done. I care from the standpoint I know the hurt that goes along with it. But I want you to know, folks, that after 40-some years now of preaching, whatever it is, I know I'm finally learning something. Takes a long time for some of us. That my Lord, when He said, I love you like you are, and I went to Him like I was, and I've realized over this many years that as a human being, you know, I got a lot of sin. Listen to me. Sin. Yes. Many Christians say, well, I'm not going to go back to church because I have sin in my life. Well, come on back with the rest of us. You cannot live in this world. Every thought that you think wrong is sin. Every step you take without asking God to bless it is sin. And yet He says it is through my grace that you are saved, not your works. It is through my grace that I will see you, because you went to the master door. All the other doors that I send you through have no authority over you. Live in peace in here. You will never see the day on planet Earth when there's not wars or rumors of wars. It's not going to happen. When Jesus comes for that millennial reign, evil will still be existing. Through a 1,000-year period with Jesus on the throne of David, through that period of time, man in that age will be given the opportunity to choose Christ or the way again. And the Scripture tells us that we'll be there as a part of God's army, not to fight like you would think, but to witness the greatness of who He is. Do you ever think of this one? One of these days, I'll use myself, I'm stepping out of this body. You got it? This body is going to quit. Larry Pete ain't going to quit. But you know something? The whatever time period there is there between leaving the body and being with the Lord, there is no separation period. But want to feel great when you're looking at the master door and He knows your name? He knows your name. You're personal to Him. The pain that you suffered, He suffered. Do we not understand that the suffering of our children, we as parents, feel the pain? They don't think so. No, but we do. That's the Word of God. And may God's blessings be upon it. Let's pray. Father, we praise Your name for the love that You've extended. True love, Father. The love that really makes a difference. Your love. Father, You have offered to us peace of mind, peace of spirit. Give us the courage and the boldness to always seek Your guidance before we enter any other door of this life. Thank You, Father, for caring through such great love. I ask Your blessing now, Father, on all those who are traveling during this period of time, that You will watch over them. Father, send Your protection Your way with each group, with each individual. We ask it, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.